Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Boston voters can now focus on the November general election when city councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Asaibi George face off in the race for mayor of Boston. Of the two candidates, Wu is considered the more progressive. She supports rent control and free public transportation. Asaibi George has taken more centrist stance and is calling many of Michelle Wu's ideas unattainable.
I think many of her plans, unfortunately, are very unrealistic. We have to make sure every day we are working toward the solutions to the challenges we face as a city, and that comes with not just bold ideas, but the action behind it.
But Michelle Wu says her record as city councilor shows she can get things done.
We took on issues that people said were pie in the sky, would be impossible to accomplish, but by building coalitions, working across all levels of government, and continuing to bring community members to the table, we knocked those down one by one, and so there's now a lot more to do.
WBUR's Simone Rios joins us now to talk about what's next in the mayor's race in Boston. Hi, Simone.
Hello, Lisa.
So Michelle Wu came in first in yesterday's preliminary, 33% of the vote. Asaibi George got 22%. Does that automatically make Michelle Wu the favorite going into November?
It does seem to be the case that Michelle Wu is the favorite. And remember, she got more votes than Asaibi George and anybody else in their councilor at large race. But there are a number of factors that could change between now and November 2nd. First off, fewer people vote in preliminary elections. So if Asaibi George is able to turn out new voters, that could be to her advantage, like Republicans say, who could side with a more moderate candidate. Second, Lisa, you can't assume that someone who voted for a progressive candidate in the preliminaries will do the same in the final election.
So when Marty Walsh won the mayor's race back in 2013, it was largely thanks to endorsements from candidates of color who sided with him over his opponent, John Connolly. Do you think we could see a similar dynamic here with Kim Janey, Andrea Campbell, and John Barrows backing either of the finalists?
We could. Almost half the voters chose one of those three candidates yesterday, and we'll have to see if those endorsements happen and which way they go. You might assume the more progressive former candidates, which I would say include all three of those compared with Asaibi George, that those three would side with Wu, but it's not a foregone conclusion. Doug Chavez is a political strategist in Boston. He says getting those endorsements will be an uphill battle for Asaibi George, but he also says Wu can't sit back and assume that people of color will come out for her.
She still needs to work hard and do some serious outreach to the Black community, because there are a lot of Black voters and Latino voters, but more from my experience speaking to Black voters, who just have this mistrust of Michelle Wu. So I think she needs to do a better outreach to the Black community and assure them that she's going to be there for Black Boston.
Chavez says Wu hasn't been as present in the Black community in the aftermath of shootings, for example, as other politicians. He says Wu needs to really up her game there if she wants to make inroads.
Some Bostonians are disappointed that a Black woman did not advance yesterday. What are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at the results, Lisa, Janey and Campbell, Andrea Campbell and Acting Mayor Kim Janey, combined for about 40% of the vote. So theoretically, if one of them had dropped out, the other could have picked up enough to at least pass Asaibi George for second place. There were efforts to unite Black voters behind Kim Janey and for Andrea Campbell to drop out of the race, but that obviously wasn't successful. The city has a fraught history with anti-Black racism, and there was a lot of hope that electing a Black woman as mayor would help change that narrative for Boston.
Even so, it will be a historic election. We have two women both identifying as people of color, so Boston's going to have its first woman and first person of color elected as mayor in November.
This is true. Asaibi George is Arab American. Her dad immigrated from Tunisia in 1972. Her mom is of Polish descent. Michelle Wu is from Chicago, but her parents immigrated from Taiwan. Seth McCoy is a longtime political staffer in Boston politics. She says regardless of who wins, there's going to be a break from Boston's past.
And that's not to say that all the things that under Mayor Walsh or under Mayor Menino before him were bad. It's just there's always a different way to look at things. And I think that women bring a different perspective in every single role that we touch. So it's exciting to have this opportunity where Boston will be led by a woman and a woman of color.
And we have 48 days until that happens, Lisa. So we'll see which woman of color will lead the city and in what direction.
Looking forward to having you cover it for us. Thank you very much, WBUR's Simone Rios. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lisa.